but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Nice warm day. Perfect for a jamba. Get yourself out to your local jamba location. Trent Walker, Oregon State wide receiver. I think he said orange creamsicle, Stephen, last week was his favorite. I went and tried it. It's good. It's really good. It's like that orange creamsicle popsicle you had as a kid. Trent Walker, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I got to tell you, I thought you played really well on Saturday, and I know you think of it as a team sport. I thought you played well. You had a good game. It didn't go as you guys hoped it would, though, did it?
No, and I appreciate you saying I played well. I mean, statistically, I played well, but to be honest, that was probably one of my worst games in terms of, like, film, if you really break it down. So I think that's kind of the theme of Saturday. Was just a bunch of dudes not executing, myself included. I think we're way better than that.
I know that, you know, as the game's unfolding, there's some frustration. Give us an idea. When you look at the film later, did you feel better after watching the film, or did you feel worse after watching the film, or what did you feel?
I think I felt worse because it was just like, damn, if we just did this, if we just did that, it was little things here and there that we need to clean up and that we should have never been a thing in the first place.
When you look back at the game itself, there, you know, there were some struggles in the run game. I know that has to be a point of emphasis this week. And you know, I think these things are fixable, too. You see offensive lines come together. But what did it feel like for you to be on the field amid all of that happening?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't really ever feel like we were out of the game until, like, late in that fourth quarter. But I think on the sideline, like, we were all still optimistic. We have the iPads on the sidelines. Like, we were seeing the mistakes we were making. And I don't want to say they're easy fixes, but, like, for me, example, like, I just wasn't using the right technique when I was blocking. Like, and it was sloppy. And, like, for example, the fumble in the 2-minute, I told Bryce right after that happened that was 100% on me because it was my guy that ended up blowing him up when he was in a weird position. So it's just stuff like that. It's when you're one-on-ones, it's get your job done. You don't need to be a hero.
Trent Walker with us. Oregon State will play Fresno State Saturday, Research Stadium, 12:30. You caught 9 passes for 136 yards. You were also back there as a punt returner. What's that like with the balls in the air and you're back there as a punt returner?
Yeah, it's a weird feeling. For me, I feel completely isolated back there. It kind of goes quiet. I like to, like, take a moment when I'm back there, and I do a quick little prayer to God just to remind myself of, like, where I am, being in the moment. A lot of people think it's scary. I mean, it's really not that scary because you have all the control in the world just with the wave of your arms to let dudes know they can't touch you. But, I mean, it's one of the most pressure-filled positions. You try to make the right decision, and like you guys saw, sometimes they just get a good bounce.
The guys that are running at you, we don't see it on TV, you don't see it in the press box, but are they talking to you as they're running or trying to distract you, or is it really quiet when the ball's in the air?
It's far from quiet when they're near. They're talking a lot of crap. They're some of the dudes yell ball, like me, like we're in baseball or something. Like that'll throw me off. I don't. It's a lot of chit chat when they're running downfield.
We are talking to Trent Walker, Oregon State wide receiver, what area can the offense as a whole get better at, Trent?
I think it just comes down to executing. I think Gundy actually called a great game, and we just didn't execute. Like I talked about, I didn't block very well. I don't want to say easy fixes, but it's just about doing your job and winning your one-on-ones and executing at the highest level that we have been during camp and during game prep.
The coaching staff was frustrated. You could see it, at halftime. Did they let you hear it, or was the locker room kind of calm and poised?
I wouldn't describe it as calm as poised, but it definitely got a little emotional in the locker room.
I am eager to see this week. What do you see on film when you look at Fresno State?
Yeah, I think Fresno's always been a school that plays hard. And one-point emphasis is special teams. I think they take good pride in special teams. And when you turn on their tape, you could see that they play hard. And the time, I feel like we're the better team. But you they could you never know.
I am, I look at this and I go, it's easy for me to say, hey, this is a game you should win. This is a must win. You got to win this game. But you're out there and you have to play the game. You have to do the little things. When coaches say, hey, we got to do the little things right, what are they talking about?
Yeah, that started all the way back in, like, summer training. One quote we talked about is how you do anything is how you do everything. Little things like cleaning up the locker room, like that. That's one of the little things we talk about. But in terms of like football, it's like where you for receivers is where you split yourself for a play on a certain route. You could be split too far wide, and now that curl window against the zone is being taken away because you just splitted a yard outside further than you're supposed to. I think it just comes down to executing like we know we can.
I mentioned Jamba off the top. Have you hit your local Jamba recently, or what are you drinking now?
Yeah, I go to Jamba probably once a week. It might go up here soon, but I know when we travel to away games, we get a big Jamba right before we get on the plane. So I'm still drinking the Orange Dream Machine. It tasted like an orange creamsicle, like you were talking about.
Yeah, I need you to throw us a few more suggestions because I'm just going to follow what you do. So you get one when you get on the plane, like when you're outbound or when you're coming back home or both?
It's usually right on the tarmac, like right as you walk onto the plane, you get a little, usually a sandwich, some pretzels, and then a Jamba.
That's pretty good. That's not bad. How is that travel? You get on that plane. Is it assigned seating? Do you know where you're sitting, or is it open? Is it like a Southwest flight? Like, how do you guys decide where people are sitting?
It's assigned seating. It's real nice. It's low stress. They do a great job just getting us from point A to point B. And, yeah, I have no complaints about our travel.
I am looking forward to seeing you guys on Saturday at Research Stadium. I'll say hi to you on the field. But anything we should be looking for? I mean, you don't have to give away the game plan, but, you know, you guys must talk amongst yourselves about wanting to come back and play better in this second game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to, point anything out specific. I think we're going to come Saturday with a little bit more of an edge. That was the theme. I think we're going to have a little bit more attitude, play with a little more heart. I think we were last Saturday, but I think there's always room for improvement in that area. Coach Bray's always talking about control, the things you can control, like effort and your attitude. So I think I'm excited for Saturday. I was excited for last Saturday. I think we got a good one ahead of us.
All right, go get after it, Trent Walker. Appreciate you joining us every week. Thank you, man.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on.
You bet. There he goes, Oregon State wide receiver. Steven, he had a good game. He caught 9 balls. had more than 100 yards receiving. He's back there. He's their playmaker on offense. We got the guy. And he's getting a jumbo while he's getting on the plane. Life is good. Life is better blended, all that. But they need to win. Oregon State needs to go perform well and win this game.
Can you imagine having 9 catches and being like the only good player on offense, and then, you know, you tell him good job, and then you say this to him?
I appreciate you saying I played well. I mean, statistically, I played well, but to be honest, that was probably one of my worst games in terms of, like, film, if you really break it down.
Worst games ever? Like, that was one of his worst games ever. He had 9 catches. He was, like, the one offensive guy. The next highest was 2. Like, I think that's awesome out of Trent Walker. Like, shows his leadership of what he is for this Beaver team. And he was awesome. Like, I thought he was really good getting open. He was the one guy that was getting open. And we expect a big season out of him. But just, it was shocking when he said that to me. I just couldn't believe it. Just a lot of leadership. Yeah.
Walk-on player. He's their best offensive player right now. I mean, he was last season. He was their most consistent playmaker last season.
It's Mike Haslake.
Yes, and he's got a, there's an element to his game that is gritty, but there's a reliability and a business-like approach that he has on the field that I really like. Like, he's out there, he plays well. You can tell the coaching staff's trying to get him the ball. You can tell they trust him. They don't put you back there as the punt return guy if they don't trust you, you know. And I got to be honest with you. Like, okay, so when I was in community college playing junior college football in California, I returned punts for my team, for De Anza College. When the ball's in the air, Steven, he's like, I can't imagine doing it at Reser Stadium or Autzen Stadium or in one of those Big Ten stadiums where it just goes quiet all of a sudden. But I can tell you, when the ball's in the air, the guys running at you, they're not being quiet. And it is a exercise in concentration. And he's talking about how the guys are saying, ball, or I got it. They're just trying to get him to get off his game whenever, in any way they can, so that he bobbles it or drops it.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like one of the more terrifying things, where you just have to take your eyes off of everybody else, knowing they're just trying to just completely decapitate you while you have to make that catch. I did find this interesting, John. Also, he talked about they seem like they are very comfortable with what happened on Saturday, and that it's all just mental mistakes, and it's fixable mistakes. Does that give you more confidence going into this Fresno State game? Because Trent Bray said the same thing. Trent Bray said, look, like, yeah, we deserve to lose that game, but the mistakes we made are fixable. Trent Walker says the same thing. Are you buying that, or do you think that's just trying to spin it positively?
I don't know how else you deal with it, because in your mind, you have to put it behind you, and you have to approach week 2 like it's an independent event. And so I think the best way to put that behind you is to kind of look at week 1 and go, hey, that wasn't us. You know, that's not who we are. Because if you say it's who you are, this is just going to be how it is throughout the season. And so, and I do tend to agree with Trent Bray and Trent Walker, because I expected more from Oregon State, you know, and maybe I was wrong in my estimation of them, but they're going to be, like, you know, the old saying is, you are who your record is at the end of the season. You know, we're going to find out here in short order as we get a little sample size. I don't think that they can win in week 3 and week 4 against Texas Tech and Oregon. I have questions about week 5 against Houston, and then they get Washington State twice. I think they can beat Washington State twice. They have Appalachian State. They've got some real winnable games down the stretch, but they have to get this one. They cannot start 0-4, because if they start 0-4, there's the possibility of being 0-5 out there. And if you can win this one game, you change the early trajectory of your season. This is a very important game, and I think it's an important game for Trent Bray, the head coach, because if he doesn't get this one, there's the potential that the locker room wobbles a little bit and the fan base turns on him. So keep an eye out there. Our big splash is coming up, 4 o'clock hours loaded. Will Stein at 4, Jimmy Rogers in the 4 o'clock hour. We got a lot for you here on the Bald-Faced Truth.